a public service announcement with guitar.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 145, here at gruntfreepress.com, or Grunt Free Press Podcast, that's where we are, right? Yeah, we're all about giving you options. The option to turn down the volume, you can skip these boring, stupid fucking talking sections of the show and just go straight to the music, skip around like that. Or if you're a first-time listener, and you're wondering what the fuck you just stumbled into. The fuck is this fucking shit? Just pause it or stop it and just delete the show entirely. And the power's in your hands. I mean, I'm stuck here, unfortunately. I'm trapped in the interwebs for eternity. And yeah, when I say options, I ask myself, absolute deicide, I says, like, how do you listen to your podcast? How do you do it? How do you stay current? How do you keep up with the current events? How do you consume your mediocre entertainment? And yeah, I mean, the vast majority of it, like most of the time, I listen to it. I'm listening to it on my phone. I'm at work, right? So, yeah, I mean, I don't really fucking like often sit there. Yeah, like when I listen to fucking podcasts, I don't really like sit there and like pay attention 100%. I'm usually fucking doing other shit. But yeah, usually I'm at work, so you know, on my phone, fucking one earbud in. So yeah, I mean, that's the first thing I wanted to cover. I mean, just, you know, traditional fucking RSS feed fucking podcasting you can search for with whatever app you're using, you know, in general fucking podcast app. I use Podcast Addict. Basically, it's a pretty good app. I mean, it's not a sponsor or anything. Just fucking, it's one of the first things I typed in, like, oh, it's a good podcasting app, like, however long ago. And that's what came up. And it's worked fine. I actually like Podcast Addict quite a bit. Yeah, I've also never tried using anything else either. You know what I mean? Again, it's just fucking like, yeah, it's worked fine. They keep the constantly fucking updating it, like every couple weeks, doing little things to it. So, it works well. It's on fucking Android or whatever that I use. I mean, I'm told, then I'm told the show goes to other places, like, you know, other fucking services, Stitcher, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know. People use it, I guess. I had iTunes on my old computer just to check out, because I guess it goes to fucking iTunes. Don't nobody fucking listen to this on fucking iTunes, but I guess it goes there. iTunes is fucking garbage. That's pretty bad. iTunes is fucking slow as shit. On my fucking computer, anyway. It was just wicked slow. Fucking constantly fucking updating. Try using it to look for shit. I can't fucking find anything on there. It's fucking shit. I might work alright on a fucking iPhone or a Mac or something, but yeah. Apple products are fucking overpriced trash in general from my experience, from what I've fucking used them. I mean, I never buy any of that shit, so. So again, I guess it goes there to iTunes. I don't really fucking bother checking up on that shit, but yeah, as far as I know, I have fucking, you know, again, I'm like, well, I got all like the audio only, traditional platforms covered there. I mean, you never know it by looking at my fucking download numbers, but, you know, I'm paying for something every month. that's telling me that my shit's going places. So, yeah, then I get the website. So check, gruntfreepress.com. They go to archive.org too, just as like a backup type deal. And plus once it goes to archive.org, it gets turned into like a torrent file. And then it gets fucking torrented to shit and just fucking goes everywhere, you know? So I fucking, so I know from there it's just kind of like spread around fairly well to, you know, God knows fucking where. I have no fucking control over it. And that's fine, you know what I mean? That's good. I'd like to imagine fucking some little Russian kid somewhere seeing a file named, like, you know, the tag on it's like Darksiders in the description, and, you know, they download it because they can barely fucking read English, and then you know, they think it's a pirated copy of fucking like Darksiders or something, and then they're sorely disappointed, which is, you know, that's what I'm going for anyway. That's my main goal, to disappoint everybody. But the other platforms I use when I'm not working, like if I'm just like sitting in front of the fucking computer and, you know, just doing something, I'm like usually fucking like rolling butts or something, or just fucking cleaning up or whatever, you know, just fucking like, I want something in the background to listen to. I usually just, you know, I'll go to YouTube and just fucking play whatever. A lot of the time I'll play like, they'll have like videos on there, just like a conversation or a fucking debate of, you know, people just like talking and shit. And yeah, so they have shit on there too. A lot of the shit on YouTube is like, oh, this is like whatever podcast, like they call it a podcast, but you can't just get the audio from it. It's like, it's a video, but it's called a podcast. It's pretty much just people talking. Like it's a fucking, pretty much like a talk show, I guess you would say, like a real fucking talk show. There's people talking. But it's like, you can't like go and search on your phone for whatever Tim Pool's fucking Timcast or whatever. Like, try searching for that. Not on the, not on the fucking, you know, iTunes or fucking wherever. You know, it'll just be fucking people's, Skype avatars just talking, like, you know, the avatars cutting in and out while they're talking, and it's just putting that on. I mean, that's fucking perfect background noise, you know. So yeah, knowing that, seeing that, I did a little experimenting to see how much work it would be to, you know, get this fucking, my own work of art and turn it into a video form. And, you know, how is that going to work? It turns out not much at all. This is not going to take much work. All I did was open a video editing program from the same incredibly cheap fucking suite of software I've been using for 5 years to edit the audio. AVS, it's called. It's just like a bundle of fucking different editing tools. I think I paid like $20 for that. You know, probably over 5 years ago. I was doing other shit with it too, like 10 years ago maybe. I paid like $20 for it, and yeah, I think I get my money's worth out of it, I'd say. I just used that, like the video editing part of that. I just put the audio. I was like, oh, I already have the fucking audio from this the podcast. So just, you know, throw that in the audio track, then fucking open up the sweet new logo I got there and put that in the video track. It's just like a still fucking image, and that's about it. I mean, I had to like process it, and the processing took like 15 minutes, and there you go. Fucking, you know, it's just like a video version of the show. So. Exciting. The Grunt Free Press podcast is on YouTube now. You know, I just fucking threw it up there. So, I'm willing to take some bets on how long it'll be, how long I'll be able to keep doing that, like post videos on YouTube before it gets flagged and pulled and shit. Either because of the music, which would be pretty gay when you think about it. Like, seeing how most of the music I get from YouTube, you know, it's like, oh, here's YouTube music on YouTube. Oh, no, fucking whatever, licensing, blah, blah, blah. Or content, maybe, because I say things like calling gay shit gay. That would be equally as gay, I think. And right at the moment, right now, I mean, YouTube is not looking great as far as putting shit up there. Like, it's just, you know, just to being kind of cunts at the moment is what's going on. They're pretty, they're happy to fucking pull everything that they don't agree with, like that type of thing. But not that I care too much if that happened, like getting the shows fucking pulled from there. I mean, I think I have like, the one I put up last week, I think is like two views total for the week. And yeah, I marked it as mature content, which I think that cuts out like 75% of the possible fucking audience on there. But I think that's good. You know what I mean? Just I really don't want fucking kids listening to this shit anyway. Or, you know, at least kids who are too fucking stupid to get around. Like, oh, how do I get around this fucking mature filter? Like, if you can't do that, don't listen to the fucking show. This is the bottom line. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really care too much if there's a fucking, like, YouTube is like, oh, no, you can't fucking, whatever, I don't fucking care. But, yeah, it's just about, with the YouTube, I wouldn't want my fucking entire account suspended, you know? I just for the fact that I have, like, that my subscriptions on there that I watch, you know? I wouldn't want to have to build all that up again on a different account. It just, that would be inconvenient. Wouldn't want to take the time to do all that shit. So, yeah, I mean, I was debating on whether to put out like a cut version on there, like, you know, where I just took out cut out the music and just have the audio, but that bores me just fucking thinking about that. Just listen to myself talking for an hour. That fucking put me right to sleep. Plus, no, you know, just no, I'm not gonna do that. No, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I was just like, if I'm gonna fucking put shit out there, I'm gonna put out what I want to put out. You know, fuck you. I don't know, if they want to give me strikes, they can give me strikes. I'll just fucking delete everything, I guess. I mean, you know where to find me. www.gruntfreepress.com, probably the best place, and podcast@gruntfreepress.com. That's probably the best way to contact the show. So, if you're one of the two people listening on YouTube, exciting video, isn't it? So pretty good. Did a lot of work there. I don't think I even own a fucking camera. I could use it to, like, you know what I mean, to record anything. I think that the monitor I bought might have a camera on it. I'm not even sure. I see a little thing that might be one, but I think I turned it off on my PC completely. But and you don't want to fucking look at me anyway, believe me. Just fucking the whole show would just be fucking what you want to see an ugly motherfucker just fucking looking at notes and talking, and somebody sitting there wondering what went wrong with his life, pretty much. That's how it goes. We're also on Vimeo too, which is same deal there. I mean, just same video, static logo, the audio, just again, just another backup inspired by as Owen Benjamin went over there to Vimeo. And yeah, I know I've been fucking bringing him up a lot on here recently, but yeah, the guy's a fucking champ. I mean, I was watching one of his videos he was doing on video on Vimeo, like a fucking live stream he was doing. And yeah, I mean, that's like just one of the few platforms he's not banned from at the moment. And he's fucking doing his thing, just like talking and shit. And he started playing music, and then playing like fucking, whatever song, like some licensed music. Then he's like, all right, I gotta stop playing this because, I don't want to get a strike on YouTube. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm not on fucking YouTube, dude. Fuck it. He just starts fucking, he went on for like a good hour, just fucking playing songs and like covering them and shit on the piano. And it's just like, oh, okay, well, fucking, it's not like, if he can get away with it type of thing. It's just like, well, I don't know, like, I think, like, Vimeo is maybe just too small at the moment. They really don't care about that shit, I'm thinking. Like, they're not gonna fucking go hardcore after people. I mean, they might, if they get bigger, that might happen, but, yeah, but watching that, it's just like, dude, Owen Benjamin's the one who's fucking, he's probably gonna take the hits first, you know what I mean? He's fucking, gotta be, like, one of the top guys on there at this point, and, he's on the front line of this shit, like, in general, so it's just like, dude, like, oh, seeing him do that, it's like, oh, I'll just fucking throw my, why not? It's fucking, it takes 5 minutes to process it over there and just throw him another target in there for them to go after, too, a little cover, so, for what it's worth. I'm even thinking about fucking going to, like, on Gab. They have, you can upload videos on there too. I was looking at, probably take like 5 minutes to do it. I don't know. I've never fucking put a video on there, but try it. See what happens. Just spread it out. Spread the AIDS. AIDS spreading week on Grunt Free Press. So there you go. Some options for your listening pleasure. And yeah, I might even get fancy and do some crazy shit on the videos, like flash the episode number on there for like whatever episode it is, like just flash it there for a second or two, maybe put the link to the site at the end or something like that. I don't know, the sky's the limit, as they say. Realistically, the limit's really just fucking my patience to deal with this shit, which is pretty thin. So yeah, but anyway, that was a fucking long, boring intro, wasn't it? So yeah, if you're listening on fucking some new, on like one of the video things for the first time, like, welcome to the show. It's supposed to be about video games, but yeah, the big one I'm sure everybody wants to hear about, God of War. Yeah, that decided to release on a Friday. And yeah, I kind of write my show notes fucking chronologically throughout the week. So guess what? I mean, it's fucking like, till I don't even know what fucking day it is. Monday right now. So, I'll get to God of War somewhere in the middle, I guess, when I didn't start writing notes on that, when I didn't feel like fucking writing about it at the time, probably, I'm sure I'm starting, I'll be starting to wane in my fucking interest in fucking like recording this to like half an hour in. Right in the plop down right in the soggy middle. So good job, Sony. Yeah. So in the meantime, yeah, they showed the bear on the Terror, the show, the Terror, which you talked about on AMC there. And, I was saying, like, it's going to be, dude, like, the CG is so bad on fucking AMC shows. Like, he's probably going to be hilarious when they fucking show the fucking bear on there. Or the Terror. I guess it's not really a bear, but To be fair, it wasn't as cheesy as I was expecting. It looked fucking CG as fuck. Yeah, definitely, but it wasn't like hilariously bad or anything. It reminded me of a creature from the Metro games, like one of those, like the Nasalus, you know, just a big fucking hairless rat looking thing with they have somewhat human faces. That's straight out of Lovecraft, by the way. And yeah, you know, it looked like a fucking video game creation on the show, which is funny. I mean, it didn't look fucking horrible. It's just like, yeah, that's passable again. Like, this looks like a fucking video game fucking thing. Again, it really looked like the rat things from fucking Metro. What is hilariously bad in the fucking show, though, is the sets on there, like the sets and the fucking that they're using. Yeah, right after the big fucking bear attack scene, the Eskimo woman runs away and she fucking jumps ship. Like, literally jumps ship. Like, she jumps off the ship and fucking she runs onto the ice. And yeah, she just fucking, you know, books it, starts running out into the snow mounds out there on the ice and shit. And yeah, everything on that show, apart from the ships, is fucking just, you know, it's obviously fucking, you know, the ships, they're obviously just, like, sets, like, sound stages and shit. That's like, oh, yeah, we built this shit, and it's fucking, you know what I mean? But yeah, whenever they get off the ships, I mean, the sets they're using, it looks like they're reused from fucking Star Trek episodes, like the original fucking Star Trek series, you know, like the, yeah, it looks like the snow is made out of fucking paper mache. It looks like it's fucking, like, really left over from, like, the 60s. Like, it's pretty fucking funny. Yeah, I mean, I just like, noticed that. Just, you know, she runs behind a fucking, like, snow mound. It's like, Jesus Christ. I had to laugh my fucking balls off. Like, I'm waiting for the fucking... I'm waiting for fucking Gorn to show up and just, like, start fighting the bear or some shit. Fighting the captain of the ship. Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's fucking just, like, dude. The show's all right, but... the sets are pretty funny. Westworld. I haven't watched fucking Westworld. Just started this season 2 started yesterday and fucking seen that yet. I gotta do that at some point. Maybe talk about it on here. Maybe not. Try to stick to video games. I don't know. What do you guys think? Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. You bored of this fucking? I'm fucking bored of talking about this shit. But I'm going to keep doing it because, hey, sweet. Again, I was fucking killing time for God of War. So, in car news part 2, again, I'm just kind of stretching here because guess what I did for the majority of my 2 days off too? Like, fucking even besides that, last week, I mean, two days off that I'm usually fucking really going into playing games. But, yeah. But instead of doing that, you know, when I would normally be fucking rotting like I should be playing video games, instead I was rotting at the RMV, which I've heard it called the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. But yeah, I'm in Massachusetts, so yeah, we call it the RMV, the Registry of Motor Vehicles. So there's some local trivia for you there. So yeah, it took me 2 days to transfer the registration from my old car to my new car. Yeah, and I had to go to 3 different fucking RMV offices to do it. 2 days, 3 fucking offices. So yeah, I mean, the first one, I'm like, all right, let's get this done real quick. Fucking walk in there, and there's probably like 200 people there, just standing in line. They're just waiting to get a number. So once they get a number, they can wait even fucking longer. So I walk in there, like, start walking, is, you know, just like a narrow hallway, there's people going. I'm like, all right, how fucking long is this gonna be? It's, you know, hundreds of people is walking down to them. I'm like, fucking, like, all right, dude, no, nope, fucking turn around, walk out, and just went to another one that's a couple towns over. Didn't look too bad there. I'm like, all right, whatever. I was fucking grab a number, and I'm sitting, I'm waiting for my number to be called for a good 2 or 3 hours, which fucking, I mean, that sucks pretty hard. It's just like, dude, I just want to get this shit over with. A lady comes out on the floor after like 2 or 3 hours. She's, you know, she says, our machines are all down. Like, fucking, we have no idea when or fucking if they'll be coming back. You know, fucking all the fucking registration, like the system, the registration system's fucking fucked. So you might come back. I mean, you can stay and wait if you want, but there's no fucking guarantee it's going to come back today. And so it's just like, dude, fuck off, dude. And at that point, it's like 3 o'clock in the fucking afternoon. You know, I've been doing this shit all day. I'm like, dude, this whole fucking day is fucking wasted. So yeah, then I prepare for fucking battle the next day. I mean, I'm fucking, you know, I'm up all night anyway, so I can get up fucking, leave the house fucking real early and just, you know, just get there as early as I can. So yeah, so I go over to a third RMV office, like, to just get there like an hour before they even open. And there's still a fucking line there, even then, like, you know, about like 20 people just fucking standing outside in the freezing cold. So I get out there anyway, fucking, it's like fucking like 20 degrees. I'm fucking out there freezing my ass off at, was it seven o'clock in the morning? But yeah, so that's the way I did it. I mean, not to bore anybody too much. I mean, plenty of time for that later. Yeah, I just thought it was funny, like, just all the fucking stereotypes about the RMV were fucking, you know, just the RMV being a complete shit show and the people working there being fucking miserable cunts. Oh, that's all fucking true from my experience. And yeah, another stereotype, the one I want to, another stereotype there. I mean, when I went to the one that wasn't a fucking disaster, that last one there, which is fucking just, the one that I actually got through, at. And that was fucking, you know, it was just like, oh, this one's like really like clean and orderly and shit. And just like, you know, even though I had to stand in line like early, but, you know, just, they were like blasting through people and fucking like no problem at all. Yeah, that was all white people there. The ones I went to before were fucking just like horror shows. Yeah, not so much. Not so many white people. Those ones were very diverse, as they say. And I mean, I'm not saying the system worked smoother because it was just staffed by white people or anything. It just happened to work out that way. I'm just reporting what I observed. You know, whites might be racist Nazis and everything, but at least the trains run on time, or the RMV in this case. But you can't accuse me of being fucking racist anyway, because the second one I went to, I was just, when I was sitting for fucking hours, I was just sitting next to some fucking dude, like fucking amazingly hot fucking Puerto Rican girl. It was like sitting right next to me for those 2 hours, and I was just fucking like skeeving on her the entire fucking time. So there, they're all pink in the middle, as they say. So yeah, video games finally, if you're still here, if you didn't, again, I said at the beginning and just very easily just turn the shit off. Yeah. So there's a few interesting, news stories from the week I saw. Actually, there's a lot of news about game series that I love, and I probably talked about on here, maybe a little bit too much, some of these. We're going to keep going with it. Like, hey, you know, there's new Castlevania game coming out. That's surprising, considering everybody thought that Konami was done with video games. But yeah, it's a fucking mobile game, a mobile fucking phone game. Of course it is. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm out. You know what I mean? I'll wait for fucking Bloodstained. We haven't heard too much about Bloodstained recently, but I know it got like delayed multiple times and. Yeah, so I kind of fell off of really following it because of that. I was just fucking like, oh, cool, it's going to be out soon. Ah, it's delayed. And after a couple times of that, I just fucking just kind of lose interest in following it. Still look cool, though. What I saw, fucking Bloodstained looked fucking awesome. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, the Bloodstained looks cool. And then fucking I was looking at what the Castlevania phone game is. It's like some fucking, like, multiplayer, like, fucking, I don't even know what that is, but just like, I don't know, just, I'm not really interested in that now. Yeah, supposedly there's a new Doom movie coming out, according to some bitch with a bold dyke haircut anyway, Nina Bergman. I don't know, I have no idea who fucking Nina Bergman is. She's an actress, apparently, an actress who can't keep her fucking whore mouth shut. So yeah, she says she signed all the paperwork for the new Doom movie, and she knows who the director is and is filming in Bulgaria. No idea from that information whether it's going to be good or complete garbage like the last Doom movie was, but there you go. Rumors of the new Doom movie have started. Yeah, I mean that fucking original, that first Doom movie was fucking painful. That's not a fucking controversial opinion or anything, but yeah, it was particularly bad for me because I love fucking Doom. The game's Doom I fucking love. As do a lot of people, but I was also working on a script. I was like kind of like making my own script for my own Doom movie. I mean, just a fucking like fan thing, obviously. But it's like, I had like a whole like trilogy fucking planned out in my head. Just fucking started like outlining it. And I was like, seriously, I'm like, I'm gonna go to work and fucking write it out and fucking flesh it out and shit. But I don't know what I was gonna do with it. again, but just fucking. But I had the entire thing just getting bouncing around in my fucking head for years, and then. And then like, oh fuck, you know, they're making an official Doom movie. So, you know what I mean? It's just like, that sucks, dude. So much for that. And it's fucking stopped writing it and shit. So, I go to the fucking, the actual movie that was out. Fucking, I go to it fucking opening day. I'm like all excited about it. And, you know, a little bit fucking bummed out, you know? And it sucks. Like the movie's fucking awful and fucking barely has anything to do with the fucking games. It's, cheesy as fuck. Not very violent or gory and, yeah, but believe me, in the movie I was fucking working on, that would have set a new fucking standard for fucking violence and fucking gore. But, so it's like, on one hand, I see it, I'm like, that movie fucking sucks. So it's just like, you know, it's like, what I was fucking working on would have been much, much better. But on the other hand, it's like fucking, you know, after that fucking abortion of a movie, like, nobody's gonna fucking want to do, like, there's probably not gonna be another fucking Doom movie. That movie, you know, the one they made is fucking complete shit. But, but now, you know, are they? I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm not very fucking optimistic about it, but it's like, yeah, whatever, man. Fucking Doom movie. Could be cool. Could be shit. Who knows? Night Trap's coming out to the Nintendo Switch, which, that's a big deal. Not necessarily because Night Trap's an amazing game or anything like that, but... but just because of the whole banning fiasco in the 90s with fucking, you know, Mortal Kombat and Night Trap being targeted for being too violent or whatever, sexual, I guess, in fucking Night Trap's case. And, yeah, the government, they're wanting to get their filthy hands in controlling video game content. You know, they did all those fucking, whatever, big fucking, big fucking... deal about fucking, games are too violent, and well, we have to regulate them, and blah, 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 and, it turns out they didn't need to, because, the gamers themselves now, and, faggot journalists now, of course, I mean, they're all fucking pussies now, anyway, but back then it was like a top-down witch hunt, you know what I mean, as I fucking mentioned it before, but, yeah, I mean, like, look up some of the congressional fucking hearings there for fucking Night Trap and Mortal Kombat and shit. It's fucking horrifying. And yeah, you might see some familiar faces pop up there. Some politicians you might recognize are there. But that was a time, though, back in my day, when the gaming companies and journalists were all, you know, standing up for fucking freedom of speech and fucking, you know, artistic integrity. So, you know, the complete opposite of how it is today. And, like pretty much everybody, except Nintendo. Nintendo was like fucking like, oh no, you guys are right. You should fucking, yeah, dude, just video games are for kids and, you know, we're a fucking family friendly company. And yeah, so fucking Nintendo was kind of on the other side of that. And, they just fucking pretty much threw everybody else under the bus and said, they're like, yeah, again, we're, you know, we're Nintendo. Oh no, no. And Nintendo's a fucking wholesome family friendly company. And, we never allow filth like fucking Night Trap on our fucking platforms, and like they're really fucking, you know, sticking to that. Until now, I guess, because, you know, 25 years later or so, when they have fucking exclusives like Bayonetta, which is that game's fucking much worse than Night Trap as far as like mature sexual content, obviously, and as far as that goes, and. Yeah, even though they're still a fucking family-friendly company, it's just like, yeah, what a bunch of fucking cunts, you know? They were cunts, they still are kind of cunts now, but, I think, like, now they're like, we just want fucking, like, something, like, put everything on the fucking Switch right now, because that system fucking sold like crazy, and I own one. I fucking literally have like one fucking game for it. Like, that's it. Like, I have fucking Mario Odyssey, and I don't know. Like, again, I'm still like debating, like, maybe I'll buy that fucking Rabbids fucking strategy game. I don't know. Buy some fucking cardboard. Probably not. So I have Night Trap on Sega CD. I have the game on Sega CD. I bought it on Steam, like the remaster I bought on fucking Steam not too long ago. I haven't played it yet, but it's not a fucking great game, but it's just like, dude, the novelty is there for fucking just, you know, how cheesy it is. But yeah, I might buy it again for the Switch. I actually kind of want to fucking, I don't know, dude, I kind of want to play fucking Night Trap again. I have fucking a notebook somewhere with I was working on the Sega CD version and just putting down, like, the way you play that game, you just do, like, timestamps of, like, where you have to fucking move the camera and when, like, timestamp it. And I have a fucking notebook with that shit down for the Sega CD version. I actually wanted to check if it's going to be the same for the remaster or not. Or maybe I'll just fucking start fresh, I don't know. But yeah, so yeah, I have it on fucking Sega CD, Steam. It's not a fucking great game, but yeah, it's like, I might fucking just buy it again for the Switch, just fuck it, you know, just because, you know, I'm probably not even going to play it on the fucking Switch, but just, you know, that fucking 25-year-old fucking grudge, fucking lay it to rest and fucking shove it in their fucking faces. I guess we'll take a break after that. I know, I'll get to, it's very, very late on fucking games, so if I believe me, it's going to be games, pure gaming, pure serious gaming journalism after this break. Maybe.
This is called Guerrillas!
We'll be right back.
I played some Forza Motorsport 7. Just saying, not too long ago. I'm not going to talk too much about it. It's just literally the game's just fucking like driving. So driving cars. We've been a fucking car talk for 1 week. But yeah, I was saying I'm fucking like, I know, I fucking logged in after like not playing for months. I got all these, you know, credits and fucking free cars and shit. And I didn't even bother doing the VIP, like the Forza VIP thing that gives you bonus shit for depending on how many of those you played. And I played all of them. You know, I'm like, I wonder how much I'll get for that. Fucking logged into that last week. You got fucking 32 million fucking credits. Just fucking like, oh, here you go. I'm like, Jesus, fucking crazy. That's ridiculous. It's not all for like 7, like that's just like divvied up between like all the games, you know what I mean? So if you're still playing fucking Forza Motorsport 2 or something on fucking 2 or 3 on fucking like 360, I think that's where it started, where it cuts off. But you know, so you have like fucking millions of fucking credits, like that's fucking ridiculous. I played a game called Year Walk for about 15 minutes. Yeah, well, it was one of those games that I bought it because it looked really cool and it looked unique and shit. And it's a horror, fucking surreal fantasy game set in, I think it's Scandinavian folk tales. You know, like that's like the basis of it from what I could tell. it's 2D hand-drawn art. Yeah, and the game looked fucking nice, and that's just, I started playing it, and, you know, simple gameplay where you're using fucking A and D on the keyboard to move left and right, and, you know, just on like a 2D plane, you're moving and picking different paths to go to, and you use the cursor to click on like random shit, just like investigate it, and fucking like tinker with it and shit, and, yeah, initially just looking at it and playing, I'm like, oh, this reminds me of, the Cat Lady. I love the fucking Cat Lady. That game's fucking amazing. So I'm like, oh, cool, it's gonna be another one of these, like maybe, you know, just a little more like fantasy again, because it's just like set in like, you know, fairy tale type of thing. But yeah, I mean, after a little bit of just walking around aimlessly, which seemed like I was doing that for a year, maybe that's why it's called Year Walk. We're playing the game for 15 minutes, seems like a fucking year. But yeah, it's just one of those deals where they don't give you much direction. You just fucking walk around in the snow, and it's pretty confusing as to where the paths are. Like fucking, you know, when, you know, where you're supposed to be going. Then it's like, oh, you know, you find something, you click on it, and it's found like a doll or some shit. And it's like, oh, you can spin the doll's fucking head around with the cursor and shit, and just like wind it up, and then it re-spins, and it's all fucking, oh, it's a bloody doll head. And then like fucking like some symbols appear somewhere, and it's just like, you know, weird shit like that. And I was like, yeah, symbols on a rock, and they're just giving you like cryptic puzzles you just kind of futz around with until something happens or doesn't. And it's like, I don't know what the fuck this is, and then you just kind of move on to something else. So kind of like Mist or something in a way, I guess. I just couldn't get into it. I thought I was in the mood for like this slow atmospheric horror game, but yeah, again, after a while, I'm just like, I was in the mood for that, but just not this slow. Like, this is really fucking slow. Just like no idea what the fuck was going on. I had no patience for it. Especially after playing Darksiders, I was like fucking like, oh, this is, I don't know, I'm getting bored with this. I was fucking really wanted to start like mashing buttons really fast or something, but. Fucking Year Walk just wasn't happening. Again, my Year Walk lasted a total of 15 minutes, then it got deleted from history, just wiped from the pages of history. So I'm like, all right, so that didn't work. So I was looking for something more like Darksiders, so I'm like, yeah, let's fucking start playing Darksiders too. Started doing that. Unfortunately, Darksiders 2 isn't really that similar to the first fucking Darksiders either. As soon as I started playing it, I started remembering why I didn't remember that much about Darksiders 2, if that makes sense. I don't like the second one. I don't like the second one nearly as much as I like the fucking the original one. Just the whole general setup of it. I mean, I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking moron, by the way. In case you're in doubt of that by now, I remember Yeah, I mean, when I was playing, you know, last week, whatever, when I was playing the original version of Darksiders, like, not the fucking remaster, I'm like, I don't want to buy the fucking remaster. Like, let's play the original one, that's fine. Turns out I owned the remaster of it. Like, I owned it. I owned fucking the remaster of both the games. Like, I was just too fucking lazy to fucking scroll down one more line in my Steam library to see that it was there, apparently. But, oh well. You know what I mean? It's just a guy I played the fight. I could have been playing, like, a better looking version, but the original version was fine too, so, but that was just fucking dumb. That was fucking real fucking retarded on my part, which it doesn't surprise me, but, so I'm playing the remaster of the second one, and it's upscaled fucking widescreen, technically it looks better, but I mean, like on a technical level, but as I'm playing, I'm like, I don't think it really looks that much better. You know, it kind of looks ugly next to the first game, in my opinion. Just because it's fucking, like, bigger scale, it's just more open, so the trade-off to that is, you know, there's just less detail in there. Like, so some of the graphics are, like, smudgy and kind of, like, blurry. I just don't think, like, the art style is, like, as cohesive. It doesn't look as good, I don't think. Again, even with the fucking remaster, it might even make it look worse. Like, it's more noticeable, just, like, fucking, that's kind of, like, smudgy, like, fucking looking, but, and they made it an open-world RPG as opposed to, like, you know, tight, linear action game like the first one. I think they made it, like, that was a fucking, the first one was, like, a fucking great, great action game, and then, like, here, from what I played so far anyway, it's just kind of, like, it just feels like a generic fucking action RPG, like, you know, it was almost like a mediocre fucking, like, Zelda clone. You get the horse right at the start, and you ride out into it, go out into an open field, and there's these fucking branching paths off of, you know, this big fucking field, and it's like, this, like, pretty much looks like fucking Hyrule Field from like, Ocarina of Time, you know? It just looks pretty much just like it. Just even the map and shit, it's just like, this is just like a Zelda clone. Fairly early on, you're in this hub, you know, it's fucking like a castle or some shit, and you're just, like, talking to NPCs, you're buying upgrades, buying and selling loot. Yeah, they have all, like, the branching dialogue trees, and it's almost like a fucking dumbed-down BioWare game or Bethesda, like, Elder Scrolls-type game. I like those games, don't get me wrong, but just again, it's fucking just, like, dude, I wanted just fucking, you know, straight-up, like, an action game, you know? It's a lot of fucking murder. But, yeah, I was playing it for a little bit, so it just really isn't hit me that hard as I'm playing it, so it's just like, I don't know, I just kind of like faded out of it, just like, I don't know, the next day afterwards, I'm like, I don't know if I really should want to play that right now, so I stopped, I stopped on Friday, when God of War came out, hoping that might scratch the itch, and, the masterpiece, God of War, after playing God of War for a few days, I mean, it's good. I mean, it is good. Like, fucking, and one of the way that came out wasn't right. It is good. Like, God of War is a fucking really good game. Great game, I'd say. But, it starts out really fucking slow. And I was almost certain, like, you know, all the negative impressions that I had were true. Like, when I was going into it at the beginning. No, it's going to be like a cinematic fucking Last of Us clone, and the kids, you know, it's like, the kid's kind of annoying and shit, and they tone down the violence and shit. It's kind of like family friendly, and, you know, not as much fucking brutality or like gore and shit. And so, I mean, some of that's there to a certain extent. I'll put it this way: anybody that was like a hardcore God of War fan, like, if you really love the original games, you love, like, the air juggling, the fucking high combo count with the fucking chains and shit, just, you know, the character action, like, Devil May Cry formula, like, if that's what you liked about fucking God of War, and you're, you know, looking at the new game, and you weren't interested in it because it's like, it's not that, so whatever, I mean, it's just, like, such a hardcore fan of how the original games played, that's a fucking totally valid criticism. you know, if you can't get over those changes, it's like, I can understand that point of view anyway. But I mean, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, like I said before, like I thought like the series needed a fucking change up, and they did a pretty good job with that. I mean, instead of almost doing like all melee action with the chains and shit, the new God of War is almost like a shooter. Almost. I mean, just a lot of it's just fucking like projectiles, you know, just a big part of the game, like the mechanic that they really focus on, and for good reason, I think, is that, you know, what really sets this game apart from, you know, the other games and other games in general is the axe throwing. You hold down L2, I think, and then the camera goes to like a zoomed in, like over the shoulder perspective, and reticle pops up, and you can aim and throw your axe like that, and then no matter where it lands, you press triangle, and the fucking axe just comes back to you and shit, and returns to you. So does that sound familiar? Like, fuck, it sounds like fucking Thor's hammer there, fucking Mjolnir. That's what they're going for, I think. And it's pretty fucking sweet. Like, it is cool how that works, and they use that a lot. The axe throw and fucking returning it and shit for. I mean, that's how you solve most of the puzzles in the game. I mean, you'll see these rune stones that are scattered around. You have to like find, you know, you have to find them and then fucking throw your axe at them. And so some of them are like timed, so you have to figure out, it's like, all right, what's going to be like the most efficient way, like where it's to stand, and like what, you know, which order am I going to fucking hit these so I can do them? Well, I think the timed ones are like bells, so. So it's like, you know, you have fucking, there'll be like three bells, you have to have them all ringing at the same time, and that'll unlock a chest, and, you know, there'll be something good in the chest, like a fucking life upgrade, or rare materials, or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, that mechanic is just fucking, it's just fun to play around with. It's just like the axe throwing shit. Like, it looks fucking badass. You fucking throw your axe a fucking mile away, and then like fucking, like, all right, beat up some dudes, you fucking, with your bare fist, and then like, and it's like, yeah, you almost forget about it, and then it's fucking like, oh yeah, you know, like fucking 5 minutes later, like fucking, I need my axe, hit fucking triangle, and fucking Kratos holds his hands out, and, you know, holds his hand out for a few seconds, and then fucking whoosh, you know, the fucking, it doesn't even look, and the fucking axe just comes and just like goes right into his hand and shit. It's like, dude, that's fucking pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. God of War is easily the best fucking Thor game out there. So I mean, yeah, and then you can, you know, you don't have to throw it. Like, you can use the axe for fucking melee combat too. You get, you know, heavy and light attacks, and you unlock fancier moves. You can like charge it up and. You know, do like an area of effect thing, or just do like a really heavy, you know, suit like really heavy, like overhead attack, and has some very, very basic combos in there. But a lot of it, I mean, especially for the bosses, I mean, you're just kind of like, you know, giant fucking trolls and shit. You're keeping your distance and just fucking like hucking your axe at them, fucking little stick in their bodies. Like if you hit them, it's like, all right, call it back and fucking throw it, call it back and throw it and shit. So that's why, again, if you call me a retard for calling a fucking shooter earlier, I mean, just kind of what it is. I was just fucking like, I'm just like keeping my distance and just fucking like aiming and shooting and shit, pretty much. But plus you're like blocking and rolling out of the way of projectiles. So again, it's not like, it's like, oh, this is kind of repetitive. Like, it's not really like repetitive, or it's not even easy either. But yeah, I mean, it's just like the axe throw is like the go-to move for the majority of the fights anyway. Where it's fucking just like, oh, that's like your opener anyway. Just fucking throw an axe in somebody's fucking head and do whatever. You either call it back, throw it again, or just like, you know, throw it and it'll freeze them and you run up and shit. So I just thought it was like surprising how they did that. Like, you know, almost feels like Gears of War a little bit. Again, it's very roughly. I'm saying just, you know, just a lot. Just feels like that. Just a lot, just because of the camera and shit. You know what I mean? It's like the way it controls doing that. Yeah, then, yeah, once you hit somebody with it too, like with the axe, it does frost damage. And again, so if you throw it and you hit, you know, certain enemies, you'll hit them once, it'll like freeze them in place till you pull it out. And then, yeah, you run up to them, beating the shit out of them with your shield, your fucking bare hands and shit. And yeah, and then, yeah, they have a stun meter under their health bar. And that'll build up and you do like faster attacks. You know, if you just like do like a bunch of fast attacks on them, they'll start getting stunned. And once that meter gets full, I give you like a prompt. You know, you can do like a hit like R3, pressing the right stick, and you do a finisher. That's fucking like the finishers are really like those are really fucking like God of War-y. You know, you're fucking like ripping them in half and fucking suplexing them and fucking, you know, curb stomping them and shit. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the basics of the combat. And, yeah. Then there's the kid there, Kratos's little fucking ginger baby. Yeah. I mean, regardless of what he's like in the story, I mean, he's not fucking overly obnoxious when you're playing. Like, you know, he's about as annoying as an average kid, I would say, would be. Which is still kind of annoying, but, you know, at least fucking Kratos keeps calling him boy. You know, like he's a fucking piece of shit. Like, fucking, shut up, boy. Which I think isn't that, like, some, like, derogatory term to fucking black people? Like, you know, calling them boy, like they're fucking, like, slaves or something like that. I've been told not to do that. I mean, I learned that one the hard way. Yeah, but in combat, I mean, the kid is useful. I mean, you press... press square and he starts shooting arrows at whoever you're targeting. And yeah, you know, he upgrade his moves to where he'll jump on people's backs and shit and like strangle them and fucking like stab them and shit and stab them in the neck as he's on their backs. And, you know, he'll be like holding them in place for you. And later on, he eats different arrow types. He has like, you know, frost ones that'll, you know, just add to like the freezing effect from your axe. Like he can like freeze people and shit too. And, electricity and, you can upgrade that. So it's just like a chain thing. It just like jumps, you know, the electricity will jump like enemy to enemy if they're like grouped up and shit. A special move where if you hold down the button, if you just hold down square, like it'll do like summons, like it'll summon a fucking bunch of wolves or like crows, like the spirit things that fucking just, again, just kind of like jump to multiple people and just do a shitload of damage. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, as far as the gameplay goes, like, yeah, he's all right, you know what I mean? He's fine, as long as he shuts the fuck up, boy. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot going on with the combat. I mean, it's just one of those deals where it's, and maybe, again, it's, like, maybe a little bit too much. Like, there's too many options there, so you forget about half the fucking moves that you can do. You know, there's fucking talismans and fucking gems and shit that you activate. You hold down, like, L1, I think, and you press, like, whatever, L2 or R2 or whatever. So, yeah, it's just one of those, like, oh, I completely fucking forget about those half the time, or some of the more, like, advanced techniques that you unlock later on, like, yeah, you know, hold heavy attack for a couple seconds and then let it go, or, you know, charge it up and shit. Like, it's like, all right, that's okay. And then there's one move where if you do, like, a light attack, then you pause, and he'll switch stances, and then from there you can do like a, you know, more or less another, like, you know, different, a couple different things you can do from like a different stance. Like, I don't know, dude, this is just like, it's like once shit starts going down, like it just turns into a clusterfuck kind of. And yeah, and so, some guys are immune to certain attacks. I mean, some of them will be like teleporting all over the place, so you can't lock onto them. You know, you're rolling around and shit, and just yeah, there's different fucking different colored arrows all over the screen warning you of, you know, it's like warning you of like incoming attacks or enemies that are off screen. So it's, you know, it's just like yellow if they're just kind of near you, and like purple's the projectile, red's like something that's going to hit and you have to try to roll out of the way. So yeah, it's just like, you know, that kind of chaos can be great. You know, it can be fun, but as far as like mastering the system goes, like I don't even know if it's fucking like possible, you know what I mean? It's just like I'm playing, but I'm just like kind of like doing whatever the fuck I can do to survive. And just like, I do the basics and a couple, you know what I mean? It's like every now and then fucking like fuck around, but it's just like just doing whatever what you can do to fucking survive the encounter, pretty much. Yeah, and the game's not easy. I mean, I'm playing on like normal. I've died like, I don't know, like half a dozen times or so. And yeah, I mean, sometimes it's fucking stupid shit like, oh, you know, you can fucking, like, block projectiles with your shield, you know what I mean? Like, that's it's like, oh, yeah, I probably should have thought of that, like, you know what I mean? I was just fucking, that's a revelation, you know, I feel like a fucking dipshit now. I didn't think about that, like, an hour before. Yeah, they don't refill your health in between fights. So it's like sometimes it's like, all right, well, I just scrape by this one, and then like, you know, the next one you run in, and the next one starts, you barely have fucking health, and you just get fucked up in like seconds, and you know, the next encounter you do. And then yeah, then there's these optional like high level monsters that you can fight. Yeah, but they do like the RPG thing where the enemy you're fighting, their health bar will be like green, yellow, red, or purple, I think. And that's like, they have like a level number too next to it too. And that's it's just like, you know, if you're not fucking leveled and geared up close to them when you face them, it's like they can fucking kill you in a single hit. So I mean, it's still like possible to fight them and beat them and shit, but it'll take forever to fucking whittle them down, and you'll probably get fucking murdered. But yeah, if you pull it off, you'll get a good amount of XP and you know, good fucking materials, like rare fucking materials and shit to do like crafting. Which, I mean, you might have noticed if I brought up experience points and crafting materials like a few times, and God of War does that. I mean, it steers into like the RPG territory pretty hard. And so, you know, yeah, the older God of War games had fucking XP, and you're unlocking, you know, unlockable skills and upgrades and all that shit. But yeah, I mean, this one's fucking like full blown fucking level up your gear to increase your character level, and, you know, go to a blacksmith to craft gear with gold and the materials you have, and mats they call them, materials. It's fucking gay. Get those mats, bro. Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, it's even structured like a fucking, they structure the game like a modern RPG, where it's kind of open world, but not like too open. It's just like, you know, going down paths and like little hubs and that sort of deal. And yeah, you pick up optional side quests, and it's like, all right, go to the map and like, you know, look at the markers and shit and compasses, you know, you get a compass, all that shit. And yeah, lots of crafting. So yeah, and what's real fucking funny about that, if you recall that article that somebody wrote about how bullshit the marketing was for them making a big deal about the game being a fucking, oh, it's a one shot, so a single shot, you're playing the game, uninterrupted fucking shot. And yeah, not only it's like I doubt it. It's either if they do that, the game's gonna be fucking garbage. But so yeah, so not only was I right about that, but yeah, that was complete fucking bullshit. Really, I mean, you spend a lot of fucking time in the game in the fucking menus, like way more than the fucking other God of War games. And you're fucking constantly fucking buying skills, fucking selling treasures. Yeah, you're swapping fucking gear, slotting the gems in and out, and fucking shit like that. And yeah, I mean, I was keeping that in mind as I was playing. It's the fucking like, oh, it's just like it's one continuous shot, blah blah blah. That was our vision, and blah blah blah. So yeah, it's just like almost immediately playing the game, the game fucking pauses, and then you know, just, it pauses itself and just brings up like a full screen like tutorial message. And it's just, you know, it does that a lot in the fucking bunch of times at the beginning. So it's like, dude, you're bringing up the map and shit. A couple times you're forced to like fast travel, and it's just kind of like the game just kind of, you know, it's loading, but it, you know, fades in and out and shit, and cuts to hide it. And again, it's not a big deal. I mean, I don't really give a shit, but it's just one of those things where it's fucking like, well, not only did I fucking call this shit, but it's like, in this case, I was like right as fuck about that. So, yeah, that entire article, like the whole thing, just came out of internet arguments with people, you know, as most things do. So, you know, where people were calling me a fucking idiot, like fucking like, no, dude, there's gonna be no cuts, dude. Like, oh, I've never been done before in a game. It's gonna be fucking groundbreaking. It's like, yeah, bullshit. I called bullshit. I was fucking completely right. If that was a feature that people cared about. If they cared about that as much as they seem to, when they were calling me a fucking idiot for saying it was bullshit, yeah, they should be fucking pissed right now, I'd say. I mean, they'd have the right to be, if they weren't retarded, you know. If the game was shit overall, but again, it's not. It's a good fucking game, whatever. Yeah, all that meant was, you know, pretty much all they were saying was fucking like, hey, we pulled the camera in closer. That's about it. You know, but that doesn't have the same fucking marketing ring to it, though, does it? So yeah. Anyway, I mean, the game is fucking really, really fucking good so far. It took me a while to warm up to it. Again, it's a bit of a slow build up. Real story heavy at first. Then you know, gradually, the game gradually like opens up and shit, and you just see how the structure is, and it actually reminds me a lot of the new Tomb Raiders in a lot of ways. You know, it's just like a hybrid of the old God of War and the fucking, you know, new the Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider and shit, which makes sense, right? Because, you know, that fucking Corey Barlog guy worked on both of them, so there you go. I mean, mystery solved, I guess. Even the even the graphics, it was playing the game, like, guys, you hear all about, like, oh, it's fucking amazing, beautiful game. Yeah, even the graphics, I mean, I wasn't too big of a fan of at first playing it. I mean, I'm playing it on an old vanilla. You know, I'm a piece of shit that it doesn't want to buy a pro. It's just like the original fucking PS4. I'm playing fucking 1080p. I'm playing, you know, I have an ultra wide monitor, but it, you know, the game only does like 16:9 on the 21:9 fucking monitor, so it's got like the black bars on the left and the right on the side. So, and again, playing on, you know, playing PC games. I mean, comparing this to like Forza 7 or whatever, Hellblade or the new Call of Duty World War II. Like playing that on PC, like on the same monitor, and playing this on, you know, the PS4. You know, playing God of War on the PS4. I didn't think it was that impressive. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, you can tell the fucking system's like struggling a little bit to fucking do what it's doing, and you know, the graphics are a little bit blurry or like muddy in some places, and like there'll be a lot of like bright foliage or, you know, things like that, and it's fucking like, guys, the colors is kind of like blurring together and shit, or, you know, it's not that sharp, or the things the distance are kind of foggy, but yeah, as the more I play, as I'm playing longer, just like, you know, the scope of the game is like coming into focus. It's like the game is going to be fairly fucking long, I think, especially if you do like all like the side quests and shit. So, like, it's going to be a pretty long game. Like, it's not just going to be like a whatever 8-12 hours just fucking button mashers. Like, there's a lot of shit to do and a lot of fucking exploring you can do and shit. So, you know, it's not a fucking 6-hour like graphical fucking tech demo or anything like that, and it's just, you know, and plus, you know, plus again, my eyes are just kind of getting used to it and shit, and it's like, all right, this game does look pretty good. I mean, maybe I'm being a fucking 4K snob and fucking like, ah, the frame rates are dipping every now and then, and, you know, it'd be better on my fucking GTX 1080. But yeah, it's just, you know, at first I'm like, ah, I don't know, dude, the game looks okay, but then like after, you know, after playing for like an hour, it's like, fucking, nah, it's a good looking game. It's just fucking, I do want to say it to you, like, after the first day, I was really noticing, like, you know, again, it's fucking, not to be a snob, but it's fucking, like, I'm noticing, like, some fucking, like, stutter and shit, some, like, frame rate shit going on here. But I think after the first day, there's, like, a patch that came out, and it might just be in my head, and, like, just me getting used to it, but it's fucking, like, it seems like they kind of patched that, like, they fixed, like, some of the stuttering. It's, like, you know, after, like, that first day I was playing, it's, like, I don't know, it seems pretty smooth now. Not like fucking Bloodborne, where that was like a fucking, like, some parts now were just a complete fucking, just like, slideshow at some points until they patched it, but nobody wants to admit that either. Like fucking Bloodborne fanboys. But yeah, anyway, God of War is fucking cool. You know, it is a little bit more like fantasy, like fantastical setting than before. It's not just fucking murder and rage, you know. A little more like, I don't know, Pixar, like Pixar-y, it feels like, you know, a little more like lighthearted, or, you know, at least like Lord of the Rings type thing, where, you know, it's just, there's a lot of comic relief, like PG-13 moments that, more of those in there than I would personally like, but, I mean, hey, you know, I'm a fucking asshole, what can I say? It's like, you know, I do like where I think the story's going there, not to spoil too much, but, you know, they didn't, it's not like a complete reboot. I mean, they kind of like, oh, you know, the whole thing is like, oh, he's in what, Greek, and I don't know what fucking mythology, which one it is, but it's fucking like, oh, he's in a different different setting with different gods and shit. And they're just kind of like, you know, it's like, oh, you're kind of out of place here. And I'll go into the story that I understand, like, fucking next week, I think. But, so, yeah, I'm just not going to, I won't spoil it right now. I was actually pretty good about that this week, you know what I mean? Not spoiling shit, but not really on purpose or out of the goodness of my heart. I mean, I just fucking kind of ran out of time and steam, but I think next week probably I should be done with it, maybe, so I can give a full rundown of it. This is kind of like my initial impressions of the game. Which, again, I think the game's fucking really cool. I think it's good. Gonna play it after this, but. And I might get hooked on BattleTech too, which comes out today. And that BattleTech looks fucking amazing. So, mechs and gods. I mean, that's my plan for the week. So what a real Quantum Conundrum that is. I also played Quantum Conundrum, but whatever. GruntFreePress.com is the website. Podcast@GruntFreePress.com is the email. Absolute Deicide is some fucking asshole. And yeah, look for the podcast all over the fucking internet now. I'm gonna spread this like a fucking, like the virus that it is. I'm gonna spread this like it's the 80s and it's fucking AIDS. I was thinking about it too, isn't that like fucking like some other other thing, like fucking Minds or something like that? Like, isn't that like some like Facebook fucking equivalent? That's, I don't know. But I think that's supposed to be for like smart people, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be for like the fucking, you know, intelligentsia and academics and shit, which I'm not. I mean, is there like another version of that for fucking, you know, for me, you know, that, like, that's not me. Is there like a retardedminds.com? There should be. I mean, there should be a fucking retardedminds. I don't know if there is, I'll see you there. If not, I don't know. I'll be around.